Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. I apologize for the delay. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 17th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 675, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Shoshan of Avas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Shoshan slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Shoshan will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shuyim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Shoshan will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link being ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shoshan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to everyone who's on the call, because it is you who animate the possibility of people coming together by your decision each day to take a time out and to be a part of this. And I'm honored to return to this and to be a part of it in my small way. This week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev, contains the very well-known words that we say every day multiple times, V'ayayim shamoa tishmuel mitzvosai. And it will be that if you listen to the words, if you heed the commands that Hashem commands us, then we will receive many things. And among the psukim that describe what we will receive as a bracha, the pasuk says, "Nasati esav v'sod chalidem techa," and I will provide grass in your field for your cattle, "V'achalta v'savata," and you will eat and you will be satisfied. I had the great privilege of learning in Yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore for many years, where I became very close to the menahel, the principal of the high school, Rabbi Yosef Hamler Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Although I was not a student in the high school, well, during my yeshiva years, I was really privileged to have a very close relationship with him. And Rabbi Hamler always had a word of Torah on his lips, always. Every interaction with him was filled with Torah. And if you just greeted him in the hallway or something like that, he would say, "Let me share with you a vart." And so this is one of the things that he taught me. He told me that he was listening to a shir from Rav Tam, the great Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas, and he heard Rav Tam ask, "Why does the pasuk say, 'V'nasati esav v'sod chalivim techa,' I will give grass in the fields for your animals, not mentioning any level of satisfaction, not mentioning that the animals will eat and be satisfied, but rather just that they'll eat. However, then when it speaks of mankind, when it speaks to us, it says, 'V'achalta v'savata,' and you will eat and you will be satisfied. Why is satisfaction only mentioned by the human beings and not by the animals themselves?" And Rav Tam explained, and I heard it from Rabbi Tendler, the answer is that an animal has a certain level of potential. Animal's life is here to serve mankind, to occupy Hashem's world, whatever the cosmic reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts an animal, a single head of cattle or a single animal in the world. It is, if it doesn't use its life for more profound things, for more important things, that's fine. That's exactly what its potential is. So therefore, if an animal will eat, and we give them the bracha of eating, and it will use all of its time to eat, it'll graze the fields, eat, and then ultimately, whether it'll be slaughtered or give milk or whatever it may be, it's not realizing greater things. It's use all of its time for eating. That's fine for an animal. But for a person, if we would be given the bracha of the achalta, that you'll have the food that you'll need, but we would not be zocha to the bracha of v'savata, that you'll be full, then what will our lives be? You see, it would be like a car that has all the gasoline it ever needs. And so gas is free, but you have very, very little miles per gallon. And therefore, you use all your time back at the gas pump. It's free, no problem. I'm giving you the bracha, the gas, cheap, free, whatever it may be. But the purpose of the car is to get on with it. It's to fill itself so that it now is full and be satisfied and then go and do the work of the travel that's in the potential of an automobile. The potential of a human being is never ending. The potential of a human being is for the purpose of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, like Rabbeinu Yonah says in that famous Mishnah, second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that this is the purpose of mankind, to learn Torah, to perform Hashem's mitzvos, and to do kindness for one another. If we'd be busy all the time consuming, and unfortunately, to some degree, we are busy all the time consuming. Some people live their lives in such a way where they get enough stuff in order to consume, in order to then do more of getting enough stuff in order to consume. But that's not the purpose of life. That's the life of an animal, of where there's enough grass in the field. The human being is the achalta, the savata. You'll be given, and hopefully we'd only need a little bit to reach our satisfaction, so that we could get off of the gas station, we could have great miles per gallon. We would not need very, very much in order to get back to the task at hand of real life. So that's real life, not the consuming of resources, but the performance of Hashem's will. Briefly, and this really deserves much more attention, I just want to draw some attention to the fact that we began the new Yom Tov season by passing through Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is not one of the holidays that if you miss it, then you missed it. It's quite the opposite, because it's really just the very beginning of the season of closeness to Hashem. We know that the season of closeness to Hashem is described by the Navi as Birshu Hashem Behimotso, seek out God when He is near. And the Gemara tells us that's Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. But it's much greater. I once learned from my Rebbe, Rabbi Amos Luban in Yeshivat HaKotel, that when the Pasuk says, V'atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim says, you all stand, all of you today, Lifnei Hashem Olkechem, in front of Hashem your God. Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Vishotreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. Every one of your leaders, all men, Tapchem, Nesheichem, the children and the women, Gerech HaShem, Bekerech Machanechem, the stranger that's in your camp. It ends with, Mesoteve Tzecha Ad Shoev Memecha. From your woodcutters until your water drawers. And that phrase doesn't make sense. What does that mean, that we all stand there, even from this one to that one? You see, those last two things mentioned are at the far end of the strata of a social society. They're both kind of the menial labor jobs, the woodcutter and the water drawer. It should say, from the sophisticated physician or whatever it may be, until the water drawer. So Rabbi Luban explained, and this is based on the writings of the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar explains that Tu B'Av is the beginning because it's 40 days before the 25th of El, which is the creation of the world, before the creation of man. And that 40 days alludes to the Gemara that says that Hashem pronounces who will marry whom 40 days before creation. And so it was 40 days before the very creation He created. He said, I will be married to Klal Yisrael. We will be unified together. They will live their lives to fill the world with my mitzvos. We'll be together. That's what the meaning of Tu B'Av is. It's the entrance into the season of being together with Hashem. And that's why it says, Mechoteve Tzecha Ad Shoev Memecha. You stand here in front of me, Hashem. God says to us, from the time of the wood cutting, which the Gemara in Tainas Daf Lamed says that one of the attributes of Tu B'Av is that it was the end of the wood cutting for each annual cycle of bringing the karbonos and allowing the wood to dry out. And so it's an allusion to the fact that Mechoteve Tzecha means from Tu B'Av, from the day that we just passed, Ad Shoev Memecha, to the time of the water drawing, which is the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Sukkot, and Simchas Torah. And so we are fortunate that we are given by Hashem closeness to Him, so that we don't waste our whole lives just consuming. The Achalta V'Savata, you shall eat and you shall be satiated. Klal Yisrael is indeed fortunate, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shenitam Lehem Kli Chemda, that they were given the utensil of beauty that is the Torah, a direction and closeness to Hashem that we can point ourselves towards how to live our lives properly through the disciplines of the Torah, the engagement in Torah, and a life of mitzvos and chesed. Then we are really living life, and we have transcended far above the animals that might just be living. They are organisms, but we are human beings, and we are servants of Hashem. We are Yisrael, with a life filled with purpose and with the right things to do. And so may it be Hashem's will that through all of this time, from Tu B'Av all the way through Sukkot, We'll see the Geula Shlema. We'll see the redemption of all those for whom we pray. And we will indeed be close to Hashem by choices that we make, the behaviors that lift us up from regular life into real life. We will now go on with the Tehillim. And we begin, as Rabbi Herman said, with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. You can read along with me. V'amnatzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom sara. Yisagev chashem el heyakalov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. U'mitziyom yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha. V'olosecha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chilbavecha. V'chol atzatzecha yimalei. Nirana rabishua secha. U'v'shem elohinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yanheu mishmei kodcho, digvuros yesha yemino. Eile vorechev veile vasusim, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Heima koru v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu vanis odod. Adonai hoshia, hamelech yanenu v'yom koreinu. Tilim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor v'David. Adonai roi lo echzor, binos deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eleich b'geit salmoves lo irara, ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorirai, Yishanto v'ashemen roshi, tosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudufuni, kol yimei chayoi. V'shavti deveis Adonai li'orech yomim. Tilim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'malos, esoi na'el ha'arim, me'ayin yovo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. O say, Shamaim Varet, Al Yitein Lamolecha, Al Yonum Shomerecha, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareyach Baloila, Adonai yishmor chami kora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uboecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos, mimamakim krosicha Adonai. Adonai yishima v'kobi. Tiyenos neha kashuvos b'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha hasilicha l'man tivorei. Ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Im Adonai hachesed b'arbei imo fidus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David yoso mamara setiva. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshvoch lechonav sichi, torasi lechonav agid. Bis atef alai ruchi, data yodato nisi vasi. Borach zu aleich tominu fachli. Habeit yomin urei vein limakir. Avad manos mimeni, ein doreish l'nafshi. Zo'akti elecha Adonai, omarti ato machsi, chelki v'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinosi, kigalo simod. Hasileni mirodefa haikiyo mitzuhu mimeni. Hotziyo mimasger nafshi lodos eshemecho. Bi yachtiru tzadikim kisigmol aloi. Now say Achenu, which I'll translate after. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batzaro b'shivyo. Ha'omdim im ayom uvim b'yavasho. Ha'makom yirachem aleim v'yotzi'im mitzaro l'racha u'me'afeila l'ora u'mishibu digula. Hashto bagalo v'zman riv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Nishaberach for the Chayalim. Nishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Hu yivarech es Chayalei Tzva Ha'Agana Yisrael, v'anshei Kochos HaBitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar atzeinu ve'arolei aleinu migvul alvam v'abim ha'mitzvayim, u'min ha'yam ha'gadol ad levo ha'arva v'yavasha b'avir v'yam. Yitein Adonai es v'veinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor B'yasil Nischayelinu Mikol Tzara B'tzuka U'mikol Nevo U'machala Yishbach B'achol B'atzbacho B'chol Ma'ase Yedehem Yadber Son Inu Tachteyhem V'yatem B'chesor Yeshua U'v'ater Sachon V'yifu Yomahem HaKasuk Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'olechim Lachem V'ilachim Lachem Moedechem V'oshiaschem Nomar Amein Mishaberach for those held in captivity. Mishaberach Avu Seinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo. Mishaberach for those who are ill, we'll pause in the middle for you to insert your names. Mishaberach, Avu Seinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Es Kol HaCholim. Bavur shakal kol mispalim bavur amitchayz hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachim yaleim lahachli marmal abtzol lachzol meachliyosam yishlach lehem mei roru fuah shneim menashraim v'chol v'reim v'chol yidim tzol shalchol yisrael revuah ha'nefesh rufas aguf hashka bagalu bizman korib humar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shoshan. Great to have you back on the call. Looking forward, Emir Tashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, full and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizkus, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.